USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now expressing his condolences over the duck boat tragedy on a lake in Missouri last evening. In a tweet this morning, the president says, "Such a tragedy, such a great loss. At least 13 people confirmed dead, several others still missing, after that amphibious vehicle goes under on Table Rock Lake during a wind-whipped thunderstorm last evening." In Iowa, authorities say it's miraculous that nobody died as 27 tornadoes swept across the central part of the state yesterday.
Oh, my God. Honey, get inside. They just went to house.
Wow.
That from a video posted online by a man who watched as his neighborhood was flattened, cars flipped over, dozens of people were injured, but again, luckily, no one was killed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Another top Trump administration intelligence official speaks at an annual event in Colorado.
What exactly did Presidents Trump and Putin talk about during the 2 hours they had alone in Helsinki? National Intelligence Director Dan Coats at the Aspen Security Forum says the world is still waiting to find out.
He had asked me that ought to be conducted. I would have suggested a different way, but that's not my role. That's not my job. So it is what it is.
Andrea Mitchell with MSNBC broke the news to Coats that plans are in the works now to have Putin visit President Trump in Washington this fall.
Say that again. Did I hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump says he is ready to impose tariffs on another $500 billion worth of imports from China, telling CNBC Chinese leaders should work on lowering the $375 billion trade deficit the U.S. has with China. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Russia is now showing off President Putin's new generation of conventional and nuclear weapons. Russia's defense ministry broadcasting a series of videos yesterday following up on Putin's announcement in March. In an aggressive speech then, Putin had said Russia had developed a new array of nuclear weapons that could hit almost anywhere on Earth and evade a missile shield built by the U.S. or anyone else. The videos broadcast show Hollywood-style descriptions and depictions of many of the weapons that they say are being tested and launched. The NFL is putting its new national anthem policy on hold. The NFL and players' union officials releasing a joint statement yesterday saying that league and team policies regarding conduct during the anthem will not be issued or enforced for several weeks as part of a standstill agreement. The two sides say there's still a lot to discuss about a complicated issue. The NFL had approved a new policy in May requiring players and team personnel on the sidelines to stand during the anthem. And a winning ticket for tonight's Mega Millions drawing could still be within your reach as you've got a few hours to buy one, the jackpot climbing to $422 million after no one won the big prize in Tuesday's drawing. If you draw the winning numbers tonight and decide to take the cash option, you'll have to settle for $254 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.